Aries, and welcome to part two of your birthday reading. Welcome as well to Aries Rising and Aries Moon. My name is Eric Francis, back with additional thoughts about your solar return chart and the astrology of the moment. I'd mentioned at the close of the last session, I was going to talk about the relationship of fire and water. And it brings to mind something that a painter who lives on my street, really beautiful painter, actually, who does these kind of primal scenes and does murals, and he's made something of his talent. And we were talking about painting one day, and he said that there was one of the great masters, who I don't remember who it was, but it doesn't really affect the point, which is that he liked to paint the natural world in green, which much of it is in green. And he said that before he painted green on the canvas, he would lay down a red wash over the canvas so that he was always painting green on a kind of embedded background of red. And I thought immediately, well, red's opposite color, as far as I know, on the color wheel is green. And so in that way, when you look at red, it evokes green. And Kevin said, right. And what he's working with is to kind of enhance the impact of the green he was presenting by laying a layer of red underneath it. And that is one way that you can think of the relationship between fire and water in astrology, and especially the relationship between fire and water in your particular chart. As I've mentioned a few times, the sky right now is really a study in fire and water. Back about maybe 5 years ago, I wrote a piece which seems like yesterday. There are certain articles that seem like I wrote them yesterday, and they always seem like I wrote them yesterday, only it was half a decade ago. And the piece was called something like How to Cross an Ocean, How to Start a Fire. And I wrote that at the time when Uranus entered Aries, concurrently with Chiron entering Pisces. So we had two planets that have somewhat comparable energy signatures, though Chiron is more focused and more refined, I think, than Uranian energy. But they're still high energy. You could still use the word intense to describe both of them in a similar way. Uranus entered a fire sign after a long trip through Pisces, and then Chiron entered water sign Pisces after a long trip through Aquarius. And they're moving at about the same average rate right now. Uranus is moving a little bit quicker, but basically it's taking them both about 7 to 8 years to cross their respective signs. So they're moving kind of in a parallel, and it occurred to me that really what we have going on as a long-term thing is a study between a study of the kind of contrast and relationship between fire and water in the form of the most fiery fire sign Aries and the most watery water sign Pisces. And these signs have many other contrasts. One is the first sign of the zodiac, Aries. One is the last sign of the zodiac. So you get a lot of contrast between Aries and Pisces, and yet they are adjoining one another. I've mentioned this a few times, where the real opposite signs in astrology are the ones that are adjoining one another, not the ones that are across the spectrum from one another. One way to think of that is that let's use Pisces and Virgo as a comparison. They're both feminine signs. They're both mutable signs. Only one is an earth sign and one is a water sign. But water and earth have a lot in common. They both tend to go down. They mingle well. And so there's quite a bit of harmony between two signs that astrology likes to say are opposite signs. But if you take the contrast of Pisces and Aries, you have a mutable water sign and a cardinal fire sign. Again, the most watery of the water signs and the most fiery of the fire signs, and where we find them is next to one another. And that is a kind of a template of the relationship between fire and water. And it's very active in your chart. It's influential in all the fire sign and water sign charts. But because so much of the main action of the astrology of the spring of 2016, and indeed a much longer phase of time, is happening in Aries, and then there's quite a bit going on in Pisces, outer planets in both signs, which is how you know that you've got, you know, kind of a special attention focused on those signs, is that planets that are slow and take their time to move across a sign, and planets to whom other planets come rather than to whom yours go usually. Of course, those slow planets do make transits to other things. But if we watch just the transiting sky, we see these slow movers moving and then things constantly coming along like the sun and the moon and the inner planets to visit them. And so as an Aries or someone with a strong Aries signature, such as Aries rising, even Saturn in Aries or Chiron in Aries, the moon in Aries, you are strongly influenced by what is going on in Pisces right now because there is so much happening. And the relationship of Pisces to Aries is as if the Pisces layer, the watery layer, is like that red wash laid on the canvas before the canvas is painted green, which, by the way, I'm going to try soon. I'm going to do a study and just see here in my...